listening to the Generation Y podcast, your source for everything from the 90s to early 2K, with your hosts, Josh and Amy.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hey.
I'm really excited for this episode. We're going to be talking this week about
Nick at Night,
which is something that I grew up with, definitely like my whole childhood. I think probably one of my first big memories of watching TV with my parents was watching Nick at Night.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
Up until I was maybe like a teenager, 14, 15, I used to just turn it off because I thought it was boring.
It's not boring.
I know. At the time, now I can appreciate it. I really liked, was Laverne and Shirley on Nick at Night?
Well, we'll get into that in a few minutes.
But I liked Laverne and Shirley.
We'll go through the list of shows that appeared. But welcome, guys. It's another week, another episode of the Generation Y podcast. For anyone listening on the Generation Y radio network, howdy. I'm just excited to get going with this episode because of all the craziness. We don't talk about politics on here, but all the craziness in the world right now. I just want to talk about 90s stuff.
Yes.
And be happy. Everyone be happy.
Don't worry,
Christmas
be happy.
Is coming up. It's a good time to be alive. Thanksgiving for us people in the U.S., all of our Canadian friends. You've already had Thanksgiving. You know, that's kind of weird they have Thanksgiving before us. It's because us darn Americans have to be different. I'm sure if I go look it up, I'm sure Canada had their Thanksgiving first or something.
Oh, you should probably know that for sure before you talk about it.
Whatever, if I'm wrong, somebody can message me or email us and say, Josh, you're wrong. But I'm excited. We got a cool episode this week, and then next week I have no idea what we're doing yet, or the next episode I don't know what we're doing yet, but pretty soon we're going to be time for us to start doing our Christmas episodes, which we were supposed to do last year, but then we stopped doing the podcast for a while.
I know, we were so lazy.
I got all kinds of good stuff planned for Christmas episodes this year.
I know,
so I'm
excited. We've been pretty good about trying to get a podcast out.
Yeah.
We've done good.
I think having the radio network really kind of kicked us in the butt, too, because having content to put on there and stuff, so which is good. And for folks that don't know, I want to plug it real quick, and then we'll get into talking about Nick at Night. So if you go to our website, which is
GenerationYPodcast.com.
GenerationYPodcast.weebly.com.
Bad podcaster.
Yeah, whatever. I've been saying this for like a month, but I'm working on getting a URL. I got to do a little finagling with that. So we should get a shorter address soon. Are you okay? We're in our little office where we record the podcast, and Amy's staring at... What are you staring at? What's happening?
Sorry.
It's okay.
The moon was really bright, and it mesmerized me. I'm distracted easily by shiny things.
Apparently. So please go to the website. There's a big button that says Listen Live. If you click on that, you can listen to us live. And maybe you're listening to us live right now on the radio station. But if you're listening to us in your iTunes or Stitcher or Android podcast feed, definitely check it out. We get a whole awesome mix of 90s music and early 2K. I'm adding some more songs this weekend because we definitely need more than... I want to get to the point where we have, we have a lot of variety now, but I want to get to the point where we're playing maybe a few more deeper cuts and things that people haven't heard in a long time. And then my thing I'm really excited about is next month we'll be able to play Christmas music all month.
Yeah.
I don't want to do all Christmas music.
Stop freaking out because we know that's what you're all doing.
No, I want to do every fourth song be a Christmas song or something like that. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good 90s Christmas songs.
And if you have any 90s requests you want to hear, send them on over.
Yeah, generationypodcast@gmail.com.
Or Facebook, Twitter.
Or Facebook. Yeah, Facebook's good. Let's do a shout out first at the beginning so I don't forget. So we get messages, every week from folks saying hey and saying they love the podcast, love the radio station, love the website. And so we did have the Beat family, and that's B-E-E-T family. Which made me think of, like, Doug.
I was just going to say that. The Beats.
They just started a band.
Banging on a trash can.
We have Lee Beat and the Beat family want us just to say hey and mention that they're listening from Birmingham in the United Kingdom, which is kind of cool.
That is awesome.
So we have listeners from all over the planet.
Thank you for listening, Beat family.
And we will give you guys a shout out on our page, like we promised, to say hey. So it's kind of cool to get somebody from England listening to our podcast. And then also, I just want to mention real quick that when we did talk about doing this this episode, we kind of hinted to it beginning of the month. I said, how many of you guys in Generation Y watched Nick at Night? Any fond memories? And a couple folks wrote in. We have Sawyer Olive saying, remember Block Party Summer? Well, of course, remember Block Party Summer. We'll get into that in a few minutes. And Mr. Lyle Perez, our friend from the Amazing Advertising Podcast, said he watched it every night, and it was the first time he ever saw the Fonz. And I will say that the first time I ever watched Happy Days was on Nick at Night.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
And then Justin Berger wrote in and said that he marathon watched The Wonder Years on a weekend where they played every episode way before Netflix.
You know what? I think I remember that weekend.
They were like...
Unless they did it more than once.
So you're talking... We'll get into the history in a minute, but we're talking early 90s that this started. And it still continues to this day. Actually, right now is not a bad lineup. They have, like, the Fresh Prince and stuff on it right now.
They actually have a really good lineup right now. But we don't have cable, so we can't watch it, which is really sad.
But it started early 90s, and where it got big. I mean, in reality, they started in 1985, but I don't really count that. I'll get into it in a minute, but the early years was, like, old movies and stuff. It wasn't really what it became. What we all know as Nick at Night, what we're used to as Nick at Night, is all of the classic TV shows, and we'll get into kind of some schedules on what they played. But really in the 90s is when it really kind of kicked off and did real well. And they used to play marathons of shows. Block Party Summer, which is one of the things we'll talk about in a few minutes. They had, you know, Lucy, like Lucy Tuesdays and Bewitched Wednesdays, and they'd play nothing but one show all night. So it was definitely binge watching before people had Netflix. It was like binge watching before that became a thing. So
we were the original binge watchers.
So do you want me to throw down some knowledge about Nick at Night and then talk about the history? And then
I mean, this is kind of your thing. You are more of a Nick at Nighter than I
am. But I want you to talk about...
I'll talk about what I watched.
What if there's a show you watched or you have something to say, you know, obviously, chime in, Miss Amy, and then people will write in, I'm sure. So we want you to write in with your memories, and we'll read them next week on the show, or when we do the show next week. Talk about what folks remember watching and if they have any memories about anything.
Just a heads up, you might hear snoring in the background because we have two of our dogs underneath
the happy
desk where we're sitting at, and they're both snoring.
They just ate their dinner, and now they're snoring. So
you might hear a little bit in the background. This mic picks up everything.
It's a good mic in our home studio here. Okay, so Nick at Night, which let me back up a second. So back a long time ago, before you had hundreds and hundreds of cable channels, or, I mean, when satellite TV and cable TV was still kind of in its infancy, it was pretty regular for channels to split time. So what that meant is, you know, especially satellite TV. So you have these satellites orbiting the Earth, and it was pretty regular thing for like two channels to be on the same frequency. So what that did was, in essence, if you went to channel, let's pretend that Nickelodeon was channel 30. Was it channel 30?
Yeah,
really?
That's funny. Where I lived.
Channel 30 was Nickelodeon during the day and Nick at Night at night. So even though Nickelodeon owns Nick at Night, they actually consider it a separate television channel. It's not considered part of Nickelodeon. And one of the first groups to do that was the Hearst Corporation. They own a lot of the major newspapers in the United States. NBC and ABC, they actually had something called ARTS. And this is like, I was barely born. I was like a year old, so I don't remember this. But if folks that are older, a little bit older than us, remember this, certainly write in and tell us. But they had a thing called ARTS. And it was like Nickelodeon after hours. Like from 9 o'clock on, they'd play like operas. And they'd play like ballet. And it was like a high society. I don't offend anybody, but it's like a, it's not stuff that I would watch, let me put it that way. It's like, you know, opera and ballet and classical music. I can appreciate it.
I would watch the ballet.
But it's not like my thing.
I couldn't go to the opera though. I'd be bored out of my mind.
So
I'm sorry.
So they had ARTS, this ARTS channel. It actually was a separate channel. So Nickelodeon didn't even own it. They were actually leasing the space, the time on their satellite to NBC, ABC, and the Hearst Corporation. They own this ARTS channel. So at some point, they realized that it was not working because people that watch Nickelodeon have no interest in watching the opera. And so they actually merged with a new cable channel that was called the Entertainment Channel and became, do you know where I'm going with this? Entertainment Channel,
yeah,
ARTS.
I do.
What do you think it became?
MTV.
Not MTV, no.
Oh.
Wrong.
VH1?
A&E.
Oh.
ARTS and Entertainment. A&E.
Delete that.
We are not editing that.
No, please don't.
So,
well, I was thinking Entertainment, ARTS, Music, and MTV owned Nickelodeon.
They do. They own Nickelodeon.
So that's why I was like, okay, MTV?
No. So
fail.
So A&E, way back in the day when it came out, was was like arts at night and entertainment during the day. So Nickelodeon, after having leased their space to this arts channel for a while before they left and joined entertainment television, they were like, huh, what if we don't lease it? What if we do that same thing, but we do it ourselves? What if we actually own two different channels? So at that point, they decided they had to come up with an idea of something to fill that time slot with. And so it was pretty obvious pretty early on that the kids that are watching Nickelodeon have zero interest. I mean, not zero interest, but they weren't like, you know, how many kids our age stayed up till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night? Mm-hmm. It wasn't. I mean, we did, clearly, because we were watching Nick at night, but they didn't think they were.
Naughty kids.
So they said, okay, who's staying up that late at night? Well, it's probably adults. Well, what will adults like to watch? So while they're trying to figure this out, for the first several years in the late 80s, if you watched Nickelodeon after 9 o'clock at night, or not late 80s, mid 80s, they just played like those color bars, like a test screen, because they didn't have any programming, nothing to play. So at some point, the head of MTV programming, which they own Nickelodeon, he was presented with an opportunity to buy the rights to 200 episodes of The Donna Reed Show, which is a 1950s sitcom. And they were like, what the heck would we want that for? But then they started to think about it. And one of the big things back in the mid to late 80s, which I know you probably grew up with this, Amy, was on radio, oldies radio was starting to become a big thing, right?
Yeah.
You had stations that are playing 50s and 60s music. So they thought, huh, what if nostalgia is a big thing now, what if we had a TV station where we played 50s and 60s television shows? And so that's what kind of got the whole idea going. And so they decided that they would take these 50s and 60s television shows, match it up with some really quirky bumpers, like those little videos in between shows, kind of like MTV at the time was doing, and they'd create a whole new type of programming, and they called it Nick at Night. So it debuted at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on July 1st, 1985, as a block on Nickelodeon. And they at first played The Donna Reed Show, like we talked about, Dennis the Menace, and a bunch of every 9 o'clock at night, every night, they did the Nick at Night movie, which was classic films from the 40s and the 30s, which nobody watched that. But that was the beginning of it. And so the rest of it's kind of history. We'll get into kind of some of the other shows they played and kind of what changed over time. But I thought, because the bumpers are pretty cool, like they're little commercials, let's play a couple of them.
Yeah.
Because I remember these really, really vividly.
I remember that song, and I haven't seen you play it yet. That one.
What song?
And I don't want to sing it because embarrassing, but where they're like, Nick at Night, the place for TV hits.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what I remember.
I don't know if I have that one to play, but that one was like 2000s.
That was like early
2000s.
What I remember is like late 90s Nick at Night.
Yeah, it's that was early 2000s or maybe late 90s. So I get a bunch of them I found online. We'll play a few of them. They're, you know, early or mid 90s to early 2000s. I can't talk tonight. Mid 90s to early 2000s. And, we'll do that. And then we'll play a few throughout the episode, but then we'll come back in just a minute and talk a little bit about more of the different programming that was on Nick at Night.
Hello out there from TV land, the every night good TV brand for your viewing delight. It's Nick at Night. Nick at Night, those TV classics, Nick at Night, no fatty acids.
Powerful TV,
but you can count on Nick at Night. Get in your favorite chair, or snuggle up with your teddy bear, or tuck yourself in and turn out the light. Time for good TV with Nick at Night. If television sets could talk, then they would tell us the shows they like to play. They all agree for viewing the light. They'd rather be tuned to Nick at Night.
This is the recreation for the TV generation, making every minute count. It's Nick at Night.
Nick at Night on a TV dial. You got TV glass, you got TV dial. Not if it fits your screen is right. It's Nick at Night.
If you're audiovisually inclined toward TV of the classic kind, then Nick at Night has been designed for you.
Ooh-wee.
Hello out there from TV land. It's
really great to see you. Get great TV pleasure from Nick at Night.
Or you watch right with Nick at Night. Keep it clean on the screen, Nick at Night. Use it only as directed, because it's copyright protected. Keep your TV set connected, Nick at Night.
Hello out there, from TV land. Why don't you join us?
Because it's crazy. It's really crazy. Nick at Night.
Take away my house and car.
You can have my VCR.
Leave that 12-inch black and white so I can watch my Nick at Night.
Nick at Night. It's all you need.
If you're feeling bluesy and a little uptight, you could use a hit of TV delight. Brought to you by Nick at Night.
By the early 90s, Nick at Night decided to get away from doing the movie thing because it wasn't getting ratings. And the big shows that were being watched and getting a lot of views was Donna Reed and Dennis the Menace.
I've never seen Donna Reed.
You know, it's a 50s sitcom. No. I don't like it. Dennis the Menace I like.
I had a hard time getting into those old, like, wholesome.
You have a weird thing with black and white stuff.
I do. I don't know why. Because I liked Lucy.
That's black and white. It went color, I think, at the end.
But I don't know. I have a harder time watching. Like, I never liked the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, come on. It's
I never
good show.
Liked Dennis the Menace. I never got into I Dream of Jeannie.
What?
I don't know. I just can't get
it's
into
it. It's so good.
Them.
So, by the early 90s, they, as I was just saying, they realized that they needed to get show more just shows. They did away with the movies, and they went to a format where they were showing just these sitcoms. And then by the mid-90s, we're talking 1995, it was their 10th anniversary. And they started showing, that's when they started showing, like, your I Dream of Jeannies, your Bewitches, your things like that, kind of in the mid-90s. And they brought on something called Block Party Summer. Do you remember Block Party Summer?
I do. I loved Block Party Summer.
So it was every night they played a different show. Let's play a little clip of like a bumper for Block Party Summer, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the programming that they played on Nick at Night.
Welcome to Nick at Night's Block Party Summer. Tonight, we've whipped up a beguiling brew featuring 6 enchanting episodes of Bewitched. Stay tuned. In just a witch's twitch, Bewitched Be Wednesday will begin. It's Maura and Dora, next on Bewitched Be Wednesday.
Isn't that divine?
Stay tuned to Block Party Summer on Nick at Night. Nick at Night's Block Party Summer is back. It's a backyard barbecue in your living room.
What should I wear?
We recommend mainly mod for Monkey Mondays. Simple summer wear for Lucy Tuesdays.
I want to fit in.
Basic black for Bewitched Be Wednesdays. Greaser garb for Happy Days Thursdays.
I guess I could dress a little sharper.
And don't forget the ever-versatile harem look for Jeannie Fridays.
Oh, how nice.
Block Party Summer, all summer long on Nick at Night.
Okay, so let's go over some of the shows that they played on Nick at Night, some of the ones we remembered. So I'm going to skip over some, but All in the Family, which my dad loved that show. I never really got into it. The Andy Griffith Show, which that was actually early 2000s. That was not a show that they aired in the 90s.
I watched the Beverly Hillbillies. I watched the Brady Bunch, Designing Women.
Bewitched.
I never watched Different Strokes.
The Cosby Show. Dennis the Menace.
I never watched The Cosby Show. I never got into those ones at all.
The Donna Reed Show. F Troop. The Facts of Life.
Gilligan's Island. Green Acres.
Obviously now they're playing they're playing Family Matters and Full House and things like that
Fresh
now.
Fresh Prince they're playing now.
Yeah,
and Roseanne.
But Family Ties they played. Get Smart, which I love. Get Smart's one of my favorites. It's like a parody of like James Bond movies. It's really good. Let's see what else. Gilligan's Island, you said that. Green Acres, they played. Happy Days, as Lyle talked about. Let's see what else.
Jeffersons. Laverne and Shirley.
I Dream of Jeannie. I Love Lucy, which you talked about.
I love the Laverne and Shirley theme song. You should play that.
What? Play the fun. Randomly play the theme
song? Stop. It's a good show.
I don't know. Something.
You're not very exciting.
I'm very exciting.
I'm really upset.
Leave it to Beaver.
My monotone voice.
The Lucy
really
Show. I'm trying to think what else. Mary Tyler Moore Show. I remember that being on there a lot. Mr. Ed. The Monkees. Mork and Mindy. Nanu Nanu. Oh, The Monsters. I remember watching The Monsters a lot. The Monsters are a favorite of mine. Well, it's My Three Sons.
The Nanny.
That was later on.
But I love that show. I love The Nanny. I need to watch that show.
New Heart, The Odd Couple, The Partridge Family, Petticoat Junction. Roseanne's been showing on there for a long time, going back to like 2000. And they're still showing Roseanne, so that's cool. Welcome Back, Cotter. I mean, The Wonder Years, as somebody else mentioned already. All these really, and then we talk about the drama. So you got Dragnet, you get The Original Adventures of Superman, the TV show. Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Flipper, I remember watching Flipper with the dolphin. Lassie,
played. I forgot about Lassie. Yeah.
So there's a lot of, I mean, that's a lot of shows. And obviously they mixed them up a lot. What would you say? Oh, and the other cool thing is they put America's Funniest Home Videos would also re-air, too, a lot on Nick at Night. I don't know if you remember that. They show, like, older episodes, so you'd be able to see them again.
Yeah. With Bob Saget.
Yeah. What shows for you, I mean, obviously not the current ones, but out of the kind of the older ones that they used to play, what shows for you did you watch on Nick at Night?
I mean, like I said, I really didn't get into Nick at Night until the late 90s, early 2000s. So it was when they were playing, like, let's see, what do we have? I honestly watched The Brady Bunch.
Do you like The Brady Bunch?
Oh, not so much anymore, but I did when I was younger.
I like The Brady Bunch.
They're okay. I don't know. And I watched Laverne and Shirley, I Love Lucy. What else did I watch?
My favorite episode of I Love Lucy is the one with the chocolate factory. I know it's, like, really famous and everyone's seen it a million times. But where she's, like, shoving the chocolates in her mouth because she can't keep up with the belt.
Oh, and I watched Gilligan's Island.
What was the other Lucy episode? It was also going to bug me. It was some kind of medicine. She was doing a commercial for some sort of medicine.
Oh, yeah. I have
Oh, what the heck is that called? There's,
like, a famous poster of her taking the medicine.
What is the... Hold on. I'm going to look up while we're talking here. There was, like, a medicine that she had to take, and she... Oh, what is it? It's because it's going to bug me. You watch Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah.
I'm looking this up while we're talking here.
Oh.
Vitamita Vegemin. That's it. Can we play this clip of Vitamita Vegemin real quick?
Yeah, I want to watch it. Yeah.
All right.
Hello, friends. I'm your Vitamita Vegemin girl. Are you tired, run down, listless? Do you poop out at parties? Are you unpopular? The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle.
Now you pick up the bottle.
Oh.
A little higher. That's right.
The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle. Vitamita Vegemin. Vitamita Vegemin contains vitamins, meat, vegetables, and minerals. Yes, with Vitamita Vegemin, you can spoon your way to health. All you do is take a tablespoonful after every meal.
Now you take some.
Oh. It's so tasty, too. Just like candy.
No. Look, you're supposed to like the stuff. You've got to smile, be happy.
Yes.
Now try it again.
Yes, sir. It's so tasty, too. Just like candy.
Nope, once more.
It's so tasty, too. It's just like candy.
Going to be fine. You just go ahead.
Okay. So why don't you join the thousands of happy peppy people and get a great big bottle of Vitamita Vegemin tomorrow? That's Vitamita Vegemin.
That clip is hilarious.
It is, especially with the part when she gets drunk from it.
Which we didn't play that part because I couldn't find a good one that had the entire thing. But there is a part where she's taking the medicine, and obviously even now cough syrup is made like an alcohol base. And so she gets completely plastered. She's like, what'd you say? Are you unpopular? Do you pop out at parties? Wicked funny. So, where were we? So, Lucy Show, I Love Lucy is definitely one that I watched a lot. The Lucy Show is actually a different show. I Love Lucy is the one that we're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think what else I watched a lot of. I mean, I loved Bewitched, which Bewitched always had the... And I should play the clip. We'll play the clip in a minute. But Bewitched, the big thing about Bewitched is that there was two different actors that played Darren,
yep.
her husband. And so I remember that on Nick at Night, they had this one big thing where it was like the Darren,
oh,
the
I dueling Darrens. That.
And they had 1-800, we'll play it in a minute, but they had 1-800 numbers you had to call into to vote for which Darren was your favorite.
That's so funny.
Now, the first Darren, I think, was far better than the second Darren.
See, I didn't watch it enough. I don't even remember... Oh, it's how great. Different they were. It's I remember great. The two different Darrens and the whole calling.
It's weird how, like, some of the most popular shows did that. Like, and we haven't done an episode yet about this, and we should in the future. Like, The Fresh Prince, you had the two moms.
Yep. Fresh Prince, the two moms, Roseanne, Becky's.
Oh, yeah, two Becky's, yeah. We did that before, the episode of the podcast. Two Darrens. I mean, it happens sometimes.
Dick York. 6'1", 170 episodes. The first Darren. The man who created...
Sam!
Record versus Endora, 0 and 153. Dick Sargent, 5'11", 84 episodes. The last Darren. The man who perfected...
Sam!
Record versus Endora, 0 and 68. Tonight, it's no holds barred for the glory of Morning Glory Circle as they go head to head... On Nick at Night's Dueling Darrens. Oh, Nick at Night presents the latest standings in the Dueling Darrens vote. The current leader is Darren number one, Dick York.
That's marvelous. That is marvelous.
Terrific.
But the phone lines are still open and both Darrens are still very much in the running.
Sure.
No, really. For Darren number one, Dick York, call 1-888-915-1991. For Darren number two, Dick Sargent, call 1-888-915-1992. Call now.
No, I guess it can't hurt to try.
What about, did you watch The Monsters at all?
No.
You didn't watch them? Have you ever seen The Monsters?
Yeah, a few episodes. I could never get into it when I was younger, but like if I watched it now, I think I would enjoy it.
I think
you'd
appreciate it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely should appreciate it. So we have to talk, as we were talking about Nick at Night, we would have to talk about, TV Land, because that's kind of an important part of Nick at Night. So in 1996, Nick at Night was so popular in that mid-90s that they decided to branch out and make their own channel on cable and satellite television called TV Land. And so at first it was very much like a 24 hours a day offshoot of Nick at Night. I loved it. They'd play the old commercials. They played all these old shows. Now it's pretty much like they get their own shows made, like Hot in Cleveland, things like, which is that show's funny because it's got Betty White on it, but...
Didn't we try and watch it?
We did. I liked it.
Continued it?
Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
We should watch it again.
I think it's not even... They're not even making it anymore. I think they did their last season or whatever, but...
Oh.
They went from doing the old shows like that to, like, their own, like, programming. And I guess... I get it, because I think they're probably trying to shoot for, you know... I guess they assume that folks like us... Like, we aren't going to necessarily want to watch that old shows anymore. Mm-hmm. And maybe the ratings decreased or something. So they went to all these kind of, like, modern shows. But I kind of miss it. Like, I miss old Nick at Night. Like, I would give anything to find, like, a VHS tape. So anybody has any, like, I will buy it. I can't pay you much, but... I love finding like, an old VHS tape of, like, a Block Party Summer. Like, one night with, like, the commercials and stuff. And it's kind of like... There'll never be anything like SNCC. You know, we did SNCC as... Was that our first episode of the podcast we did SNCC? I'm pretty sure.
What? We just did
I'm sorry, not SNCC. Sorry, TGIF.
Yes.
TGIF.
Yes. We just did SNCC.
I meant TGIF.
Last week.
TGIF.
Or no, that was Keenan.
So our first episode was TGIF, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I would give anything for that to be like a TGIF now. Like
I know.
That would be cool.
They need to, you know, and I was just thinking about this the other day, and they actually mentioned this at the I Love the 90s tour. The kids now, the generation now, growing up, teenagers, they have nothing to kind of define this generation.
No.
Nothing to really look back and remember.
Like, we still had all these pop culture things.
Exactly. There's nothing in pop culture, nothing in fashion, nothing in film or movies or TV shows.
Like, this is kind of off topic, but if I think of like rock music from the 2000s, from like 2003 on, mm-hmm. You can't define the generation. Like, you can very clearly listen to, like, 90s music and 2000 music, and there's a difference.
Yeah.
Listen to 80s music and 90s music, and there's a difference. And it's true. It's got all kind of homogenized. It's all kind of cookie cutter.
Yes, exactly. It's sad. And it kind of makes me feel sad because I'm watching the shows that our daughter Isabella, and it's just nothing special. Like, yeah. There's nothing special about it. And I don't know, maybe we're saying that, and maybe it'll be special to her in 20 years when she's older. But
it's different, though. There's no, now, like, and I think part of it's because you have Netflix and you have Hulu and you, Nick at Night, you know, Block Party Summer, it was, I'm going to go home on Tuesday night. I was looking forward to watching I Love Lucy on Tuesday
night.
Just
like Snick on Saturday.
I was looking forward to Snick on Saturdays. I was looking forward to TJF on Fridays. And there's no, like, event type programming
anymore.
It's
like immediate, instant gratification.
Like, and we're trying to do that with a radio station. Obviously, we did last week we had, you know, we had over 30 listeners, and the week before we had over 20 listeners. So obviously we get thousands of downloads of the podcast every month. But like with the radio station, we're trying to grow that. It's audio. It's different. We're trying to make like an event out of something, but like we need that for TV too. Like mm-hmm. There's no, like, I remember like Thursday night being like, I'm so excited for TGIF on Friday. And you'd get a pizza from somewhere, and the whole family would sit in front of the couch, and we'd all watch TV together. And now it's like, and I know we're going way off topic here, but now it's like, nothing's an event anymore.
Exactly.
Everyone's got their tablet, and they're all watching different shows, and everybody's watching Netflix, which I love Netflix. I love Hulu. I'm not knocking it. But like, now you can watch stuff whenever you want, which is, there's good to that, and there's bad to that. It's good that you can get your hands on this content whenever you want. The downside is it doesn't make it special anymore.
Exactly.
I don't think.
That's exactly what I was saying. Nothing to define.
My only hope.
This generation.
Or the only thing that I think that's
kind of. We sound like old people.
We do. But I think people are listening to us probably would agree with us. The only saving grace I would say, and if you have cable or, you know, a lot of it's broadcast, Nick at Night, even though they're definitely not what they were at one point, they, so if you ever watch like Retro Television Network or MeTV, there's other channels now that are playing those like 50s and 60s shows that are sort of trying to emulate what Nick at Night was. It doesn't really work because they don't have the cool commercials and they don't have the bumpers and it doesn't have that same quirky feel to it, but at least you can if you want to. There is alternatives out there.
You know, TV stations need to bring back the fun bumpers. I feel like it was almost every station was doing the.
Really, we've been like, and we've done. Somewhat, we'll do a Nickelodeon episode separate from this.
We should just do a bumpers episode.
We'll do a Nickelodeon episode separate from this, but like, there's Nickelodeon also had the quirky bumpers.
Yeah, well, the slime and
MTV is the ones that started, and that's why, because they're owned by MTV. MTV started with they had the spaceman with the flag on the moon, the MTV mm-hmm. flag. They started the kind of fun bumpers because up until then you had like the boring, you know, NBC, the ding, ding, ding. The NBC was just like a quick little 3-second thing with the peacock. There was nothing that was like exciting. And MTV was like, we're going to make these exciting, quirky. VH1 did it. VH1 had the fun bumpers. So they were just continuing that. But I miss that.
Me too.
Like, if I was going to start a TV channel right now, A, I would go and I'd find like the weird 60s and 70s. And I'd even find like 90s shows. It'd be really quirky. It would have fun bumpers. It would be like something completely different than what we have right now.
Why can't we be rich?
I know, start our own TV station.
We have so many good ideas. It's not even funny.
I know.
We need to be rich and, ugh. But nobody wants to lend us some money.
The one thing I will say about the blocks of programming is that at least we have like we don't watch it, but the Splat now. At least we have something like that's a block of programming. It's at night. It's Teen Nick, but at night. It's considered a separate channel, kind of like Nick at Night, and the Splat's geared towards all of Generation Y out there, all of us, to watch shows that we watched growing up. So, they're sort of starting to do this again. Adult Swim on Cartoon Network is a similar concept. It's a block of programming in the evening considered a separate channel, even though it's on Cartoon Network, but man, I miss Nick at Night. I really do miss Nick at Night.
Yeah, I miss, and a lot of things, too, that I miss. And I know we were talking about bumpers. The bumpers are kind of like music in a way. Like, they you have like an instant flashback.
They're
jingles.
Hear a
bumper. Exactly.
They're jingles.
So they kind of make you feel that kind of warm and fuzzy.
And you know me, I mean, we don't have any yet. We have a couple little bumpers that we're playing on the radio station. We have two different ones we alternate from right now. And hopefully after the new year, I'm going to go on Fiverr. I'm going to pay to have a few bumpers made that are like more traditional bumpers. But like, you know me and my radio bumpers. I love bumpers. I love like song.
They add to that like nostalgia.
I love song bumpers. It makes me feel like I'm a kid again.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. Like Nick at Night, and we'll play a couple more at the end of the episode. But Nick at Night, they had like the best bumpers. They had these little jingles. The one other thing I want to mention before we like get to like the end and kind of wrap up this episode, and we've been ranting about a lot of stuff here. It's a little bit off topic, but that's okay. It's okay when we can derail because it's all pertinent to what we're talking about. Do you remember the Adventures of Milkman or whatever it was? The Milkman?
See, you showed me that the other day. I don't remember it. I don't know why.
I think it's called Adventures of Milkman. Yeah. It was this little like series they did on Nick at Night, and it was this milkman like giving advice and saving the day, and it was ridiculous, but I liked it. Let's play one of those, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap up.
Okay.
Sent forth on a quest from TV Land.
Bringing truth and justice in his hand. Delivering milk and hope to a world gone sour.
It's Milkman!
Tonight's episode, Presto Changeo.
25 cents, please.
Why the long face, Tallboot Man?
I'm fat. I hate being fat.
Maybe you should try some skim milk.
Maybe you should shut up, you flaming jerkhead.
Well, I don't know about jerkhead, but flame on. You know, I used to be a bit chunky myself, Matt. Then one day I decided, whenever I felt the urge to snack, I'd learn a new magic trick instead. Now I feel fit and can make the most wondrous things happen.
A quarter! Hey! Hey, you forgot this!
Milkman and Nick at Night, dedicated to better living through television.
So we talked about the history of Nick at Night. We talked about the different programming that was on Nick at Night, and some of the different shows that we enjoyed watching when we were growing up. So if you guys have a show that you loved that was on Nick at Night, or something that, you know, you want to write in and tell Amy if she's got it all wrong and the I Dreamer Genie is amazing, because it is.
No, it's not.
Please, please do. Please write in. That would be amazing. I just think that, you know, it's these things that these memories that we have of these things, at some point, it's got to make a comeback, I think. And I think it probably will. I mean, Nick at Night exists now. But
we should start a petition.
What, bring back old Nick at Night?
Just bring back SNCC, Nick at Night.
I don't mind the fact that they're playing
Nick in the Afternoon. All of these things. Yeah. They just got to bring it back. Have a whole separate channel.
They still do Nick Jr.? Remember, no. We could do this episode about that at some point, too. Remember Nick Jr.
When you were home? Okay, everybody knows this. Even when you were, like, a teenager and you were home sick from school and you still watched Nick Jr., we know you did.
Blue's Clues and Gullah Island.
I used to like Franklin. But that was, like, early 2000s, though.
There was this one that I remember watching. It was, like, The Trolls.
Hey,
maybe this is,
it's Franklin.
Again, off topic. It was The Trolls. And I remember reading an article online, and apparently the last episode of The Troll cartoon was about them, like, going into the woods to die because they were, like, old.
That's terrible.
I was like, that's dark for a children's show.
I don't remember this Trolls at all.
It was a troll show, yeah.
I remember Face.
Yeah, Face. It's like, burr, burr, like, he'd do, like, he'd, like, make the trumpet sound, and he was, like, he would change colors as he was talking.
And then every day he'd say happy birthday, even though it wasn't your birthday.
Yeah. Gullah Island. Who can forget that show?
Yes!
So, well, at some point we'll talk about Nick Jr. and all that stuff. But, you totally derailed my thought process.
I'm sorry.
Oh, one thing to mention, even though it's Nick at Night now, is they will be launching, they haven't announced when yet, but Nick at Night's going to be airing that Double Dare special.
Oh, yes.
The Double Dare like reunion with Mark Summer and stuff. They're going to be doing that at some point.
I am so excited for that. We're going to probably have to stream it somehow, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they playing now? Fresh Prince,
Fresh Prince, Roseanne, Friends, George Lopez, Roseanne, Full House.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad lineup.
That's actually a really good lineup.
But like
George Lopez is such a good show.
Would it kill them to have like one night a week? Like they could do it like on like a Friday night or something, or one night a week where they played like I Dreamer Genie, Bewitched. They harkened back to.
There's already stations Nick that play those though. They wouldn't get any ratings, I'm sure.
But it's Nick at Night. People would. I would tune in. I would buy cable for that probably. I would tune in. I would play the old bumpers. It'd be cool.
Yeah.
But What was I going to say? My big complaint right now is, like, if you look at their schedule, they're playing Full House, like, 4 or 5 episodes in a row, and they don't play Fresh Prince till, like, midnight.
That's sad.
But, like, I don't understand what they're doing, and then, like, every day it's the same thing. At least when they did that back in the day, it was Monday was all of one show, Tuesday was a different show, Wednesday was a different show. So, like, I work. I'm going to stay up to past midnight to watch Fresh Prince. Or, like,
know.
2 a.m. to watch Roseanne.
It almost feels like it's just not special. Not as special. Yeah. They don't make it as special. They don't put as much effort into it. Oh, life was so different back then.
You're getting sad.
Such an old person.
Sad.
Oh, my God. And I'm not old. And it's just that I think I'm really at that age where I'm just really reminiscing and really missing the late 90s.
Not to interrupt, and we're about to wrap up here, but I just found in my notes, we talked about Block Party Summer earlier, and we played the little clip.
Yeah.
But it was in the first year they did it, it was Merry Mondays, Mary Tyler Moore,
mm-hmm.
Lucy Tuesdays, Bewitched Bee Wednesdays.
Yeah, I remember them.
Genie Thursdays and Sergeant Joe Fridays for Dragnet. The other thing I wanted to mention is they also did a Christmas marathon, a Thanksgiving marathon, where it was like Thanksgiving episodes, Christmas episodes, Valentine's Day themed episodes.
You just said Valentine's Day.
Did I?
You did.
Valentine's Day themed episodes. And then they would do I remember this New Year's Eve from 89 to 98. They would do a Nick at Night rerun classic TV hits countdown.
Yeah.
Hosted by Casey Kasem.
Oh, yes.
And they count on the top 25 most classic episodes of the series. Airing on Nick and I at that time, determined by viewers at home.
I remember that.
I totally forgot about that. I'll see if I can find a clip of that, and I'll throw it in at the end, but I totally forgot about the New Year's Eve thing. I used to watch that. Forget, what was it, Dick Clark? Forget Dick Clark. I'm watching Casey Kasem Nick at Night. But
you would.
I would. I would.
You would, and you did.
So, if you guys have a favorite show... we did a lot of rambling this episode.
I know. I feel like this episode was not as organized as we did.
It's okay, but we played a whole bunch of bumpers, so everyone loves it when we play commercials and bumpers.
Yes.
So if you guys have, again, a special episode of one of those classic shows that you love, or you have a show that you liked in particular, or a show you didn't like, or anything you want to add to the discussion, please email us at...
GenerationYPodcast@gmail.com.
All right.
You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Cool. Thank you for listening, guys, and we'll be back next week. Do we know what we're doing yet?
No.
Next episode?
It's a secret.
It's Amy's turn to decide.
It is my turn.
There'll be something good.
Write in. What do you want to hear? What do you want us to talk about?
Yeah, make your request of what you want to hear.
You know what you never did?
What's that?
You know that phone number you were supposed to create so people could call?
Oh, I'm still working on it. You get paid for it. I'm trying to see if I can find it because I'm cheap. One that doesn't cost much money. It's like...
Beg for money.
Beg for money. it's like... I think it's like $40 a month or something for that.
No, yeah.
We'll figure out a way
to do it. We don't make
any money.
We'll
figure out a way to do it.
Just so you guys are
aware.
We
do this out of love.
We do this out of love. We make no money. We get thousands of downloads a month. We do all of this stuff just because we enjoy doing it. And
I love our little group that we have. I love the fact that people are starting to write in a lot and... comment on our posts, and they're sending us messages, and I just love that part of it. My goal, like, my favorite podcast that I've listened to, I first got a Zune, him dating myself, I first got a Zune, when the hell was that? That was like 2004, 5-ish? Do you remember the Microsoft Zunes?
Yeah, I do. I actually...
Remember I had it, and it blew up here? Like, the battery blew up
yes,
on it?
Oh my god. I teach Jazzercise, and we use iPods, and another Jazzercise instructor actually uses an iPod Classic.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, how does that even work still?
I remember when I first started listening to podcasts, when I got my Zune, I didn't know what a podcast was. I'm like, scrolling through the menu, I'm like, podcast? What the heck is that? And I discovered some, and my favorite ones are the ones that, to this day, you know, talking 10 years later, and I hope we're around in 10 years doing this, have like a big community. People write in, people... Colin, which we'll be able to do eventually, and it's cool.
Maybe we'll make a little bit of money.
Yeah, no, that's not the goal of doing this. The goal of doing this is to do it for the fun of it. But if I can figure out a way to do it for not a lot of money, we'll do it so you guys can call in and leave us voicemails. So that'd be cool.
I wonder
get your
if Google,
voice in the air.
Google Voice.
We could do Google Voice and have them leave a voicemail, try to download it somehow. I'll work on that for next week,
you know,
so if I can figure something out.
Google Voice would work.
Would it?
Yeah.
I'll work on something for next week, see if we can figure that out. That'd be great to have a number we can give out and people can call in and leave their memories.
But it couldn't be, I don't think it'd work for out of the country, though. Unless they did like a long
I'll do some research. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. All right, so we'll be back next week with some sort of mystery episode. Amy's got to decide. And thank you guys so much for listening. And please, you know, comment, review us on iTunes.
And subscribe. And
share with your friends, subscribe, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Take a trip aboard the Nick at Night Special.
Non-stop to TV Land.
It's like going on an all-night vacation.
Good TV for the TV generation.
Nick at Night.
Nick at Night on a TV dime. You got TV glass, you got TV time. Not if it fits your screen is right. It's Nick at Night.
Good TV that's static free. Nick at Night is the place to be.
Hello out there, TV Land.
If your boss is a jerk and you get home from work and you feel like a slobber of dice, there's instant relief from this hardship and grief.
Thank goodness for Nick at Night.
QB the Tubi, bringing you beautiful true blue TV delight. QB the Tubi, I love what you do because you bring me Nick at Night.
There are 57 kinds of ketchup, millions of stars shining bright. There's a thousand ways to lose your mind, but there's only one Nick at Night.
Nick at Night.
Come on, everybody, the time is right. We're going to show you how to Nick at Night.
Just click on, twist that dial, and Nick hits night.
Time-tested TV pleasure classics in historic mono for the connoisseur or neophyte. Only on Nick at Night.
Oh, what a desert the TV dial plays is. Nick at Night is a tropical oasis. Good TV refreshes you and me.
Nick at Night.
Some creatures landed from outer space. They gave off a funny green light. They said they traveled to our planet just to watch Nick at Night.
Nick at Night,
the video magician.
Nick at Night,
the choice is in your hand.
Nick at Night,
it's better television.
You'll have to join the folks in TV Land.
A flick of the switch, a spin of the dial, one little move can